Blog Talk Radio.
In the beginning was the beat, and the beat was the rhythm of God, and the rhythm of God is the harmony of humanity, and where there is harmony, there is peace.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to Dare to Win, the Uplifting Up Economic Development Cooperative weekly Thursday night radio broadcast. We welcome you. We appreciate you. Thank you for being with us. And we have an exciting program planned for you this evening. Our question is, what's the connection between Black liberation and an agricultural economy? What is that connection? Ponder that question for a few minutes, and we'll be right back with you. Dare to Win. Once again, welcome to Dare to Win, the Uplifting Us Economic Development Cooperative weekly Thursday night radio program. We're here with you every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and we dare to win. This is where we explore the imperative of launching a cooperative global economic platform for African Americans in the United States, Africans throughout the diaspora, and Africans on the continent of Africa. We have an exact method of how to win, how to build the necessary machinery and pass it on to future generations. This is Sister Nanana. I'm your host for this evening, and I am a member, a board member of Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative, and welcome to all of you in our listening audience this evening. We have with us this evening two very special guests. They are representing the Black Liberation Movement in Mississippi. We have Brother Patrick Alexander, who's the chief organizing facilitator of the Black Liberation Movement in Mississippi, and Sister Crystal Denise Giles, who is the Secretary of Information and Education. So thank you both for being with us this evening. We truly appreciate you, and I'm excited. I'm glad to have you both here. Would you like to say hello to our audience, Brother Patrick?
Yes, Sister Nana. Thank you very much for having us on tonight. We take it as a great honor and opportunity to just basically introduce ourselves to the nation through your show. So we're very honored to be on tonight. Very grateful.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Sister Crystal, you have a few words to opening up and acknowledging for our audience this evening?
Greetings. I just want to repeat after, kind of piggyback on what Brother Patrick said. Thank you for having us. We are excited. Always look forward to an opportunity to share the movement with our people. So thank you, Sister Nana, for having us.
Well, welcome, welcome. We appreciate having you as well. And just as a reminder to our listening audience, the mission of Us Lifting Us Economic Development Cooperative is to build, maintain, and pass to future generations the machinery of economic self-determination. To build, maintain, and pass to future generations the machinery of economic self-determination. That is what we are all about, and we dare to win, and we will win. We have already started the process. It is well underway, and we know that a new economy is in the future for us, and that Us Lifting Us and organizations such as the Black Liberation Movement are integral to making that that new economic cooperative economic process come about. So let's go ahead and get started and you know, pique the interest of our audience and share some information with them that can help them to understand what the Black Liberation Movement is all about. So I'll start with you, Brother Patrick. Tell us about the Black Liberation Movement, exactly what it is, how it started, how did you get involved? Some of those pieces of information, and be sure to tell us what the mission is of the Black Liberation Movement.
Okay, Sister Nana, I appreciate that. Yes, basically, Sister Nana, the Black Liberation Movement is a practical empowerment movement for Black people. You know, what the Black Liberation Movement seeks to do is to empower Black people in every facet of life's activity. We draw a lot from our ancestors who are the inspiration of the Black Liberation Movement. It's not an idea that we just woke up one morning and say, hey, let's start a Black Liberation Movement. The Black Liberation Movement is basically the determination of our ancestors continue through us. So that is essentially what the Black Liberation Movement is. It's a practical empowerment movement where we seek to empower Black people in every area of activity, battle, and concern. I guess, you know, being the organizing facilitator or the chief organizing facilitator, the inspiration did kind of spawn with me. It spun with me, and it was conceived in the natural course of my spirit, the work, you know, all throughout my life as a young man in my evolution. So it come to fruition about 2.5 years ago, and I was just determined to create a real apparatus of Black empowerment. I like the word that you use, machinery. I kind of see the Black Liberation Movement as a machine that operates for Black people and pushing for empowerment. So what mm-hmm. we strategically begin to do, Sister Nana, is to try and connect with other intelligent Black people, Black African people in the local demographics. Like you mentioned, we are in Mississippi, and probably one of the least likely places, conscious evolutionary t- type practical application would be taking place, but this is the very place that is taking place. So we begin to organize intelligent people like, you know, my sister, Crystal Denise, who is very astute in the educational, informational part of what it is that we do. And we're trying to compile, you know, black thinkers, black organizers, black historians, black educators. And we're trying to put all that together, and it creates this vessel that we call the Black Liberation Movement.
All right, wonderful. Wow, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. That is truly a lot. Sister Crystal, mm-hmm. what would you want to add to that?
I would add that, you know, we're fighting for the mind and heart of our people as well. And we have to recognize that we have to do it. No one is going to do it for us. So that is one of the determinations as well, that we do it ourselves.
I would say ashe to that. Nobody's coming to save us.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's going to fix it but us. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big piece, that self-determination piece. So, well, let me ask you all this, and either one of you all can answer. What is your project that you are working on currently?
Mm-hmm. You?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go ahead on that.
Brother Pastor, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, let's just, no. Well, we have a broad agenda focusing on the agriculture initiative. I think that's kind of the focal point for tonight, is what we want
mm-hmm.
to do with the agriculture. Okay. Well, I think you had a few questions coming up that, you know, basically I can kind of expound on now. We
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, man. We know that, you know, without agriculture, you have no culture. So with the Black Liberation Movement, some of our assertions were to create membership and to create and start generating grassroots funding. And we learned that was a slow developing endeavor to get people to commit monetarily to this organization and to get this thing rolling, principally funded by black dollars. It's basically people donating and becoming members of the Black Liberation Movement. So what we began to realize that we needed some type of an agenda that can galvanize the people and also create some type of funding for the movement itself. So what better way to do that than to begin an agriculture initiative and actually start trying to conceptualize and conceive the start of a food-based economy. So we went out and we began to ascertain land that we can actually start farming. And we actually did that last year. We went out and we acquired, you know, some acres of land, and we began the process of farming and creating the what we call the food-based economy. So that's what our agenda is. Our primary agenda is right now is the agriculture initiative, where we wish to create what we call conception to consumption, where we own the land, we own the product that comes from the land, which is the food, and we begin to create the markets that we need throughout the distribution of demographics, and we control that market. So that's what we're working on right now. We ascertained at least 36 acres of land this year that we are going to be working with, and we're about creating the markets right now and avenues of distribution.
Wow, that sounds exciting, especially the part where you said we own the land. That's yeah,
correct.
That sounds really attractive. So now, you know, you mentioned reaching out to the community and getting the community involved. Sister Crystal, what evidence do you see of you know, the level of community involvement, you know, do you see that people are really interested and wanting to get involved with the Black Liberation Movement's agricultural product project right now? What's your ascertainment of that?
Well, one of the things that I've been trying to do, just my personal marketing scheme, is that I've had a lifestyle change, and so I try to eat better and incorporate that into the marketing strategy with the agriculture movement. I do think, like I said earlier, you know, the heart and minds of our people. So we first have to teach people, you know, that, hey, you need to eat better. You need to get the food from the source. Like Patrick, Brother Patrick said, from conception to consumption, it's better for you, you know, Black hands, just growing this food, owning this food. And so just in the process of growing the food, teaching our people how to eat our food, how to eat better. And so that has really helped with the mindset, with the marketing, with getting people on board with the agriculture process or project. And you know, like Brother Patrick says all the time, you don't get a watermelon. Walmart does not produce the watermelon. You get the watermelon from the seed. And just putting that in people's mind that these stores are not growing the food. They're buying it from someone. So why don't you buy it from the people firsthand instead of going through the store? Or just getting that in people's mind that we're growing this food. We're growing it, you know, and training people to come to us for their food needs instead of going to the store. That part, you know, because we're so conditioned and trained to run to the store for everything and not look, you know, cut out that middleman and get it straight from the source. So, as Patrick said, you know, Secretary of Education and Information. So I take on that task of teaching people how to do better so that we can be better. And I'm seeing people slowly coming around to the idea, you know, it's a struggle because racism, white supremacy is so powerful and it's on autopilot now that, you know, it's a constant battle and struggle.
That sounds so powerful to really impress upon people that we can feed ourselves, and that that in itself, that is so powerful when you know that you're in a situation where nobody can take the food away from you because you grow it yourself. So, I think that's exciting. And, for our listening audience, please do call in to 929-477-2789, 929-477-2789, and press the number 1 on your keypad. If you have a question or a comment, press the number 1 and join the conversation with us. This is an exciting topic that we're talking about. We're talking about, basically, we're saying, you know, what does food and agriculture have to do with our freedom? Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me that Brother Patrick and Sister Crystal are helping us to understand that it has a lot to do with our freedom. Let me ask another question before we take a break here. Does the Black Liberation Movement work in conjunction with any other groups or organizations, either right within Mississippi or outside of Mississippi? You know, do you have some co-organizations that you coordinate with at all?
Yes. Yes, most definitely. I answer that question, and if I miss anything, Crystal can follow up. But most definitely, Sister Nana, we work in conjunction with other Black organizations, such as the Republic of New Africa, We work in conjunction with the Republic of New Amsterdam, which I think some of the people who sit on your council is very much a part of, are aware of. And we also work along with local organizations headed by Dr. Isaac Richmond, CORE, the Commission on Religion and Racism. They work along close with us. And not only that, we are reaching out right here in Mississippi. I'm always inspired, and my spirit is always provoked to create avenues to create new black organizations, because I'm not one that suggests that every black person should be a part of one organization. We should have a network of organizations that we work in conjunction with that's working toward the one goal of black empowerment. So we have launched MECCA, which is an acronym which stands for Mississippi Evolutionary Conscious Community Alliances. And we're trying to reach all out into the Delta of Mississippi, to the south coast of Mississippi, and all over Mississippi to connect with different black empowering organizations, to absorb those organizations that, well, not basically, not really absorbing, but to connect with those organizations and work in conjunction with them. And we see that as an opportunity to distribute the food as well. So we even work along with NAACP chapters in West Memphis, Arkansas, that will be purchasing the food. So we really, I'm of the mindset that we cannot liberate without controlling our food source. So that's what we're doing. And yes, to answer your question, we do work in conjunction with other food groups. And not only that, we work in conjunction with other black farmers that are working also. And so, because we can't provide the food that we need just our organization alone, but it's farmers that have been doing this. They just have not been doing it under the banner of black empowerment. But it's old black farmers all over Mississippi and Tennessee, Sister Nana, that can teach me a lot, you know. And we just need to be connected under a black empowering agenda in creating this food-based economy.
Wow. I like that food-based economy. Yeah. That sounds very empowering to me, food-based economy. And I think, Sister Crystal, you were going to make a comment right before I was starting to speak there. You wanted to add something?
No, I was just agreeing with Patrick because we are expanding out, you know, as we see people who are making moves area, we reach out to them, and we have what we call the Black Power Building Power Summit in September. And so we try to bring everyone together so we can convene and motivate and show people in the area that this is bigger than just here. This is something that we're trying to expand and get going nationwide, worldwide, global, so that we can truly be liberated. So, yeah.
Okay. And I see we have a caller that has a question or a comment, so we're going to take that question or comment, and then right after that we'll have a music break, but just a second. All right, caller 3176, caller 3176, your mic is open. You have a question or a comment. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Sister Nana. Can you hear me?
Can hear you quite well, yes. I recognize this voice.
This is Brother Kimbezi. I'm also one of the board members of Us Lifting Us. I want to say greetings to Brother Patrick and Sister Crystal. I'm enjoying what you're doing in Mississippi. I was
Thank
curious.
You,
the idea of a food-based economy or a plant-based economy, what kind of reaction are you getting when you talk to people about that? Are they liking the idea? Can you explain to our listening audience exactly what you mean when you say a plant-based economy and where that fits in with the diet of our people? I'll pause and listen to your response.
Mm-hmm. You want to take that, Sister Crystal, or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, greetings, Brother Kim Deasy. I think I'm right. But
yes,
sir, Brother. Yeah, the major thing, and you asked a very, very relevant question, convincing our people, not just convincing our people, but familiarizing our people with a plant-based economy. And that's why I use the term food-based economy, because a lot of times they hear plant-based diet. And the majority of people that we're talking to, unless you're talking in the atmosphere, consciously aware people, you know what I'm saying, people that concerned about their eating, people that's moving toward a more conscious lifestyle, then that those terms they don't understand those terms. So we use the term food-based economy. But to answer your question, we are received pretty well, you know, in the conscious arenas. But I try to work on more so the unconscious arenas to familiarize them with what we expressing about a food-based economy, a plant-based economy. So, you know, it's hard kind of getting that whole concept over, but people learn more about what they see than what they hear. So when they see us growing the food and we talking the verbiage, talking the talk and walking the walk at the same time, it's amazing how fast our people begin to gravitate toward what it is that we're doing, and they begin to understand. So we expect an astronomical growth, you know, from last year, which was our first year of planting and harvesting, to this year. So it's more people that are catching on to what it is that we're doing, and it solidifies in my mind as an organizational leader and an inspirator to other organization leaders that we can actually really, not just in theory, but practically create a food-based economy. So, yes, sir, people are catching on to what it is that we are doing.
Great question.
And I would add that, you know, we're in the South, so a lot of people, when the summer comes, they're used to, they want the tomatoes, they want the cucumbers, they want those summer fruits and vegetables. So what we're trying to do is just kind of grow from that and incorporate the squash and the peas and other vegetables as well. And like I said, you know, just speaking on it throughout the year, talking about healthy diet, healthy lifestyle, and having other people come in outside of the organization to speak on it. That's one of the things we did, topics we had at the summit last year. We had some brothers come in and talk about style change and healthy diet. So just plant no seeds throughout the year so that when the time comes, they'll be ready for it as well. So, yeah, and the more you speak on it and the more you show them what you're doing, the better it's received.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I see that we have another caller with a question, and we're going to take just a couple of minutes here for a little music break, and right after that we will take our other caller and see what their question or comment is. Be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. No better. with just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand.
All right, we're back with you. This is Us Lifting Us, Dare to Win. We dare to win and provide for our people a new economic paradigm. This is our regular Thursday night radio broadcast, and I'm Sister Nanana, one of the board members of Us Lifting Us, and very pleased and proud to be with you this evening and to act as your host. We have with us this evening Brother Patrick Alexander and Sister Crystal Denise Giles from the Black Liberation Movement, and they are our guest speakers this evening. And we have a caller with a question or a comment. 4457, caller 4457. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening, family. This is Abby O'Doon in New York. Greetings, Lenana.
Greetings, Abby O'Doon. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I just want to pose a question. I'm in New York, so I really don't know much about agriculture. But I do recommend a book that was published, that I read about 35 years ago, entitled The Merchants of Grain. I got into the book because of some folks that I knew that were in the grain business. At the time, the United States was bending over backwards trying to sell as much rice as possible to Nigeria. And I picked up on a couple of things about grain that may be useful if your guests have not already looked into that matter. Farming in general and grain in particular have to be put together in a way that takes into account two other pillars, two other legs on a three-legged stool. So you not only have the action of farming itself, but you have the activity around processing, storage, and shipping. So where you may be short on one, you may need to reinforce the other and move the whole package forward. And since you already mentioned that you're thinking of, in terms of overseas markets as well, this might be a very useful thing that also runs tangential to Marcus Garvey's activity. I think that about sums up my comment for the evening. Good luck to you all. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, brother. Thank you. Always welcome. Good information. Okay. I have a question. Something that for me personally is always important, and that is paying attention to our youth in no matter what our endeavors are. And so, Brother Patrick, could you share with us anything in particular that the Black Liberation Movement is doing to make sure that our youth are included in your efforts and your initiatives there in Mississippi? Brother Patrick?
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe his call... Maybe his, did he drop off there? Sister Crystal, you want to answer that question?
I can, because that is where I kind of step in. I work with the youth a lot. So what I do is we have a program through the Oasis Center, which is the nonprofit leg of the total package. And what we try to do is incorporate everything as a teaching mechanism for our youth, because we surely want to pass on to our youth. So we have a program, ASHE program, which is after school education. And through that program, we meet on Thursdays and we teach our children life skills. We teach them the skills that we know that they will need to navigate once they become adults. So we do teach them the process of planting, growing, harvesting. And we didn't have a lot of hands-on with the youth in the farming project last year. Summer, we're looking forward to working with them and having them join us in the field. We also do summer programs, and you know we're looking to train our youth, because they just Will Allen said it best. He said, "When our children put their hands on the soil, everything changes for them. It's a calming mechanism for them, and because they're reconnected to the earth." So we understand the importance of teaching our youth, of training our youth. And so everything that we do, we look forward to passing those skills on to our children. And I just got a message from Brother Patrick. He said he can hear y'all. He wants you to make sure his mic is open.
Yes, I just saw him come back on. And Brother Patrick, I think your call dropped off there for a minute somehow, but you're back with us now. So do you have any comments to make as a follow-up to Sister Crystal concerning the involvement of the youth in the Black Liberation Movement, and particularly the agriculture initiative?
Yes. Most definitely. Y'all can't hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
you're back
okay,
on
okay,
the air.
Okay. Okay, because I was talking the last time and y'all could hear me. Okay, but good. Yes, most definitely we seek to involve the youth. That's one of the primary objectives, is to get the youth involved and inspired, because we living in a day and time now where agriculture is not popular with our children. But what we do find, even involving my son in the process last year, once they start to develop and the process of watching something grow, that's very exciting for our children. So if we can, you know, on the level that we were planning on last year, they got an opportunity to actually see their particular role develop. We had a little exercise where we sectioned off a little plot of land where the children had a row, and that row was their row. So when they planted that seed, it was up to them to nurture that row. So to see that seed go from, you know, the germinated stage to the point of harvest was an experience for the children. And once you have that experience, you want to continue to have it, you know. So we most definitely want to involve our children in that process. So, yes, most definitely, Sister Nana, that's a very important priority for us, is to involve the children and get them involved and get them active, because this is something that we want to take on into the future, and we want them to grab that by the horns and control that agriculture system.
That sounds exciting to me, and I particularly appreciate what Sister Crystal shared when she said that when our children put their hands in the soil,
right,
that it's very healing for them to be connected to the earth. And, you know, that's who we are. That is major. I judge that is major for us, and that whole reconnection process. Wow. Well, it sounds like you all are really doing some great work with your agriculture initiative that you have with the Black Liberation Movement. And Us Lifting Us, looks at a full spectrum of ways in which we can encourage and actually bring into fruition the family economic platform that we have, and everything that we do is in the arena of cooperative economics and helping people
yes.
to not only understand the difference between cooperative economics and capitalism, but to actually give them the opportunity to participate in building our very own sub-economy, our very own economic structure. And so I would ask you all, you know, what's the connection that you see, if any, between that whole cooperative economic concept and the food-based economy that you're talking about? Because it seems to me that there's some similarity there.
Mm-hmm.
So would you agree with that? And if so, you know, give us some words around that. Brother Patrick? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Sister Nana, again. Yes. When we first talked for the very first time, Sister Nana, I seen the parallel agenda of the ULU with the cooperative economics and what we have taken to be founding principles of the Black Liberation Movement. And without a doubt, you know, the strong parallels bind us together. You know, when we're talking about creating a food-based economy, you know, we're not talking about doing this on our own as one entity. We're talking about reaching out to strong organizational bodies like the ULU, you know, in the Republic of New Africa, and other organizations that understand, you know, what it is that we need to do. I like to say that understand the end game. You know, when we understand the end game, then we can connect. You know, if I think 2 plus 5 is 7, well, 4 plus 3 is 7 too. So the thing is, we're trying to get to 7. So we're not going to fight on the way. We just going to connect with each other. So most definitely the parallels connect us, and, you know, we kind of go by the ideology of connecting the black dots. So we want to connect the black dots. That's why I'm so grateful for the connection and the opportunity to be a part of the ULU and connecting with the ULU, and you publicly, nationally announcing what it is that we're doing here in Mississippi. So, and I do want to add this, Sister Nana. Brother was saying from New York, 75% of the food, because we do understand that a lot of this food cannot be sold fresh. 75% of the food that we produce this year will be dry freeze, jarred, and canned, so that we can preserve that food for distribution. The brother was right on time with what he said. So we still learning the process, you know, and we still developing the methodology of doing the things that we need to do. So we still at the budding stages of this. You know what I'm saying? And we very adamant about being practical about it. So what the brother was saying was real and true. But a lot of times what I find from brothers, you know, from the North, and it's not a knock, they have the theory, but the practical application got to take place. So I'm always receptive of the information. So I received that, and I learned that last year. A lot of the food we grew, it perished. But, you know, now we have to provide methods of dry freezing the food and jarring it so that we can distribute food, you know, kind of as we please, and we're still growing. So, yes, most definitely contacting, connecting with the ULU and other organizations are most definitely neat.
Wow, that is truly exciting, because it sounds to me like at some point there will be a significant distribution network set up. I mean, I can envision that there'll be trucks and
that's right.
trains and all other kinds of distribution methods set up, so that the food that is freeze-dried, put in jars, canned, you know, whatever that process is, so that food can be distributed.
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, this is it's really good to hear, particularly around food. I can't remember who I heard this from, but I've heard someone say that when we can feed ourselves, when we can totally and completely feed ourselves without any dependence on anyone else, that's when we're going to be free. And so that's really something to think about, really something to think about. Once again, our call-in number is 929-477-2789 and press the number 1, 929-477-2789 and press 1 on your dial. And we do have a caller here who has a question or a comment. 6698, caller 6698, will you give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Brother Thurman. I'm an ULU member, and I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia. And to the guest tonight, I just want to ask a question and just listen so that someone else can come on the line. But on the subject of genetically modified organisms and organic, what are your practices when it comes to those two subjects? And thank you for being on the air.
Okay. Yeah, Sister Crystal, would you like to answer Brother Thurman's question?
Yeah, so we learned a lot about food and the difference between genetically modified and organic. But I will say that everything that we grow is organic. We don't use any kind of chemicals on the food, which makes it a little bit more difficult. But we do understand that, you know, nature has to take its course. So we're pretty much organic. So I think Brother Patrick can probably answer that better than it, because he has a better understanding of the process, because he's more hands-on with it. I kind of just go out there and pick it and distribute it to the people who need it. But Brother Patrick has had more experience with the actual being right there on the ground, doing that hard work of getting the land ready, getting the ground ready, getting everything done. So I'm going to pass the mic to him on that one.
Okay. Well, let me just be brief with the answer right there. To the brother, what's being produced are natural and organic foods is what the Black Liberation Movement is concentrating on. No GMOs, period. You know, GMOs being genetically modified organisms, plants. We learn from we call them, the food doctors. We got these elders that actually teach us the science of naturally grown food and organic food. So that's all we're growing. We're growing natural and we're growing organic. I will say this to the listening audience. A lot of the food that's labeled organic is not organic. Organic is a very hard process. When you're growing organic, you're not using chemicals, period. When you're growing natural, you can use chemicals. You can use fertilizers. The only thing GMO is a genetically modified plant, a food. We do not a genetically modified food. Now, this year, we want to really focus on organic because I learned how hard it was to grow organic. From growing a lot of food, which is what we did, it's very hard to grow organic because you can't use chemicals to keep grass out of your food, and grass is going to grow. So a lot of the food was just naturally grown food. Well, we did have to implement some form of chemical to kill the grass. But the organic process is something that we really want to focus on. We do have a committed organic program that we're going to implement this year that we actually will be in the field next week, creating the organic bed. over a few acres of land where we're going to create organic beds. This is going to be a very hard endeavor, but we are determined to do it, to create for that organic community that wants strictly organic. So we only grow organic and natural foods.
All right. Does that answer your question, Brother Thurman?
Oh, yes, very well, and I appreciate it. And make sure that you stay in contact with Us Living Us with regard to your food distribution so that we can pass it on to the community. And when you're talking about freeze-drying and all of that, make sure you I've got a lot of thoughts that came to me when you brought that up, and just make sure you stay in contact with us. And thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it sounds to me like we are having a very thought-provoking and a very timely discussion this evening. You know, timing is everything, they say, and I sense that we are having this discussion right on time. So would you all share with our listening audience what your contact information is? If there's anyone in our listening audience who cares to be in touch with the Black Liberation Movement in Mississippi, how would they contact you? Brother Patrick?
Well, with Sister Chris being the Secretary of Information and Agriculture, Information and Education, I'll let her answer that because she do control the membership process, so she'd be better to answer. Yeah.
Okay. We do have a Facebook page, Black Liberation Movement, and you can contact us via that page, or you can contact me personally, Crystal Denise, on Facebook. I always give out my personal email because it's just easier to navigate that way. And it is Miss Library Lady, MS Library Lady 40 at gmail.com. Or you can use the Black Liberation's email, which is Black Liberation Movement MS at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Information is much appreciated, and I have no doubt that we will continue to be in touch. And I'm inviting you, Brother Patrick, and you, Sister Crystal, to not only take a look at the ULU website page, which I'm sure you may have done already, and we also have a Facebook page, but to also take a look at our Cafe ULU website. Cafe ULU, it'll be cafeulu.com, so CAFEULU.com. Cafe ULU is our cooperative business initiative that we have stepped out with, and Cafe ULU is a it's a coffee house and networking lounge. And so we're very pleased and very proud of Cafe ULU, and particularly the offerings that we have there in terms of food. We do strive to provide the healthiest food selections that we can at Cafe ULU, and we'll be continuing to do that as our other businesses grow and prosper as well. And for those of you who would want to contact Us Lifting Us, you can go on to our website, usliftingus.com, usliftingus.com, and there's a Contact Us tab on there. And you can call us at our main number, 404-592-2780, 404-592-2780 is our main number for Us Lifting Us, and we're always happy to hear not only from our listening audience, but from sisters and brothers throughout the diaspora who are interested in cooperative and family economics, which is what CAFE, which is what ULU is all about. And CAFE ULU is a great example of a co-op economic business. The employees at CAFE ULU are either member owners or have made commitment to be member owners, and everything that we do illustrates and demonstrates the plan that we put forth and the philosophy that we espouse to, that the black dollar will pass through only hands that look like us, because we are about renewing that within our community. And when you take a look at the CAFE ULU page, you'll see that we have coffee from many different places around the globe. And we're very careful that that the coffee that we bring in is coffee that is grown and harvested by people of Black African descent. So it's about practicing what you preach. It truly is. So, all right. And so I'm going to invite Brother Patrick and Sister Crystal to have a minute of closing remarks, if there's anything that you would like to share with our audience before we sign off here. Brother Patrick?
Yes, Sister Nana, I see we only have like 3 minutes before we close out, so I'm going to be real brief, and hopefully Crystal can respond before we close as well. I like for the people that's listening across the nation to kind of focus on this term that I heard that's perfect for explaining what it is that I'm about to say. The South is very important. I think the Republic of New Africa determines a new Africa, that being five states, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And that was chosen for a very specific reason. That's the strongest concentration of black people per capita all over this nation, right there, even right now. But we have to get back to the mindset of what we call re-entrification. Re-entrification. Some of our best minds that, across the nation should start trying to focus back on the land. The land is the basis of wealth. And what comes out of the land, if we own it, is the keys to our liberation. So we're not going to theorize ourselves out of this oppressive system. We're not going to pray our way out of this oppressive system. We can work our way out of this oppressive system. So the term reinterpretation is basically black people coming back. Let's scale it back and go back to the land and begin to produce for ourselves like our ancestors did, and we can begin a real process, and we can really see, like Dr. Murphy tell me all the time, he said, Patrick, you got to see, you got to envision what liberation look like. That way you can lead the people there.
Wonderful. Sister Crystal?
Yes, just to reinforce what Patrick said, we talk a lot, and one of the things that we have to understand is that when you said a sub-economy, that we have to understand that we have to get back to the land to create that economy. Everything comes from the ground. Everything comes from Mother Earth. And so why not use a food-based source or create a food-based economy from the ground? We created it from the ground, and then we rise up, and that kind of finances everything else we want to do, education, entertainment, labor law, and all the other areas of battle. So, we say all the time, Mississippi, when you think of Mississippi, you think of the most oppressed, and what comes out of the most oppressed. We're going to rise up and be the Mecca that we need to get this movement going. So thank you for having us on the call tonight. I appreciate it. I learned some things about myself, about Patrick, about you, about the whole entire movement. So very much appreciated tonight.
It's been a great connection. It really has. And thank you both for being with us. Many thanks to our listening audience. We will be back with you again next Thursday, and we dare to win. Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Cooperative. We dare to win. Good night, and thank you.
And I mean, good night.
Be the blessing.
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi. Goddamn! This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in